Hi, you're listening to another sermon from Deep Creek Anglican Church.
Good morning, welcome. If you're visiting us here at Deep Creek this morning, I see lots of new faces. It's great to have you join with us in worship this Good Friday. My name's Randall. I'm the acting senior minister here at Deep Creek. And so on behalf of the church, welcome. It's great to have you with us. This morning, I'm going to present to you a portrait of a man. I know a man who ate with the outcast, who ate with unaccepted, the unacceptable, who dined with untouchable. I wonder, do you know him? I know a man who loved the unlovable, who restored what was lost, who went after those that were lost. I wonder, do you know him? I know a man who healed the broken, the sick, the lame, who gave sight to the blind, who gave sound to the deaf. I wonder, do you know him? I know a man who gave freedom to the oppressed, who brought the unstable to sound mind, who set prisoners free. I wonder, do you know him? I know a man who forgave the unforgivable, who turned the tables on evil, who in the face of corruption was incorruptible. I wonder, do you know him? I know a man who was treated like a criminal, who forgave what was criminal, and yet met an end like a criminal. I wonder, do you know him? I knew a man tempted in every way, who always chose the way of love, who gave his life up in love. I wonder, do you know him? This is Jesus, fully human as we are, yet in every situation, at every opportunity, he not only represented God, he represented God to a world that barely knew him. He represented God because he was God. I wonder, do you know him? Because if you don't know him, you don't know God. You see, Jesus was the image of the invisible God. He perfectly represented his Father. He was the perfect revelation of the Father, the image of the invisible God. I wonder, do you know him? As God's Son, he knew the Father perfectly. He represented him intimately, glorified him infinitely. I wonder, do you know him? This Jesus lived perfectly, died criminally, lived purposefully, died purposefully, lived for us, died for us, knows us, loves us, pursues us. This is Jesus. I wonder, do you know him? Why do we need him? Why did God send his Son Jesus? Why did we need him? Look around. The evil, the injustice, the darkness. We kid ourselves, we isolate ourselves, we live in different places just to avoid it. We don't turn on the news so that we don't hear about it. We live in high wall places so we don't have to look around at it, so we don't have to consider what is right there. We needed someone to intervene. Why did we need him? Look within. The evil intertwined in thinking, actions, words, relationships. We needn't look around. We need only look in a mirror to find that there is evil intertwined with good, wrapped in flesh, its roots deeply sunken into society, deeply sunken into us, wrapped around our hearts. Why did we need him? Look up. Jesus was perfect. He showed us what it meant to be truly human. He showed us what it meant to truly love. He showed us what perfect love looked like, what perfect relationship looked like, what it meant to know each other and love each other and to know God and to love God. Jesus was perfect. Why do we need God to send his Son? Why Jesus? Well, he looked upon us and he loved us, and while we were looked upon, we couldn't look upon him because we were obsessed by what was around us and separated by what was between us. While he continually reached out to us, we couldn't reach out to him because we were bound by what held us, because we were bound by what we held on to. You see, our experience of life is led us to this unmovable boulder that stood between us and God as we built unforgiveness, pain and hurt and lashed out at the world, and the world lashed out at us. These boulders stood as a barrier upon barrier, built generation upon generation as a dividing wall of hostility between us and God, and yet God reached out. built generation upon generation as a dividing wall of hostility between us and each other. Unforgiveness, fear, pride, anger, division, pain, hurt, jealousy, bitterness, a dividing wall of hostility that separated us from each other and us from God. Raised as a seemingly insurmountable wall, this dividing wall of hostility separated us, so that the love we needed was on the other side of the pain that we caused each other, a wall that we could never climb around, never could get around, and our moments of connection always ended in corruption, division, isolation, dislocation. What one generation achieved was undone by another generation. Parents lamenting children, children lamenting parents. Pain, suffering, and death, an unwanted invasion into a world that God created for good. We were trying to hold together while the world was slowly falling apart. There's something wrong in the fabric of humanity that our best choices combined with our worst left us no better off. God over us wasn't enough. We persecuted and killed those who came to represent God to us. God reaching out to us wasn't enough. God with us wasn't enough. We persecuted him. We hung him on a cross to die. We needed more. There was this dividing wall of hostility in us that separated us from each other and from God around us that was inescapable. What we needed was love. Because it was fear that caused us to persecute, to hate, to divide, to in pride and anger cause division and pain and jealousy and bitterness. Because fear got in the way of love, it disrupted what love intended, and love was needed to disrupt this infection. And yet the love that was in us, because we were created in the image of God, wasn't enough to get through the wall that divided us. You see, the love that was in us was but a trickle, and our best days of loving, and we know this, weren't enough to love well all the time. We needed to be connected to the source of love, the river of love, the ocean of love, the waterfall of love. God is love. As much as we grasped out in our darkest moments to take hold of God, the dividing wall still stood there. As a barrier between us, as much as we grasped, we fell short. Fear gripped us. Division got in the way of us. The wall got in the way of love when we began to operate the same. We see that, don't we? People have a grasp of love and yet fall short. We have a grasp of love and yet fall short. This is because we were designed to take hold of love and for love to take hold of us, to be connected to love and for love to flow through us, and yet there was this barrier. So everywhere we went, this barrier followed us, separating us from the love that we needed, from the God that we needed, and from each other. No human effort could bring the wall down. There was no way we could climb over it, no way we could get around it. Fear got in the way of love. So as we grasped out for God, some of us stopped grasping and just made the most of the trickle of love that existed because of our design. Many grasped in moments of desperation, but didn't discover the love, the fullness of what we desired. Many spent their lives grasping, never reaching, never experiencing love, what we were designed for. So God reached out. More than just an extension of a divine hand touching humanity, God took on flesh like one of us and reached out to us to announce that his favor that has eternally been extended towards us was now going to be established on earth as it is in heaven, to announce the kingdom of this world was going to be superseded by the kingdom of God. As we thought about this, we imagined a victorious reign of love and peace being established on the earth around us. God imagined this victorious reign of love and peace being established on the earth in us and through us. He saw the unseen evil around us, the dividing hostility around us, but he also saw the dividing hostility in us. And he sought to come in love and establish love in us. And God in love came to free us, to teach us, to lead us. And we crucified him. But God had a better plan. Through his death, he was able to defeat death. Through his death, he was able to defeat evil. Through his death, he was able to bring down the dividing wall of hostility that we had established. He was pierced, and through his blood shed, hostility was brought down. Through his blood, he was able to wash over the shame, evil, and brokenness. Like water running along the ground penetrates the cracks that lie there, his blood found the cracks in the foundation of humanity, and his love washed over us. Seeped in for those who received it, death brought life. His blood brought healing, cleansing, restoration. What seemed like defeat to those who looked on opened the way to a mighty rushing river of love, uncorruptible. God had a better plan. That what looked like defeat would bring victory. This was Good Friday. God in love died to reconnect us to his love so that we could love each other and love him. That while we experience love apart from him because we are made in his image, this love is like a trickle compared to the rushing river that he desires to pour into each of us. That he desires to establish in us. That he desires to flow through us. So like a river, God poured out love. Like a river, we received love. And we, through the cross, are empowered to love. I'm going to invite the ushers. They've got a bag and they've got a bunch of strips of cloth. There's one for everyone. And so take a piece of cloth as I continue to preach. I grew up in a church knowing about love, knowing sin as a wall, knowing that love existed, but not knowing love as a river. I knew love as a trickle, not even a stream. I carried my wrongdoing like a bag, like a weight of shame. In many ways, it was like a noose that hung around my neck. It weighed me down. It held me back. I was searching for love in the wrong places, and that's what sin's about. Choosing to find love in places that bring destruction in us and others. See, sin was a wall. I judged the people who wronged me and established a wall between me and them so that they couldn't hurt me. I held on to bitterness and unforgiveness, and it became a bigger wall. If others were going to hurt me, I would build a wall so that they couldn't. Not a healthy boundary, a wall founded on unforgiveness and bitterness. This is sin. It acts as a wall. Sin was a wall. Sin was a wall that got in between me and other people. Sin was a barrier. I hardened my heart and so I didn't feel the need for love. God, I didn't feel him because I wasn't aware of my need because I blocked myself off from the need. Jesus died to bring down the wall. Jesus died to bring down the wall. Jesus died to bring down the wall that would separate us from God and us from each other. You see, his death brought down the wall at so many levels. He brought down the walls established between us and others. He made a way to bring down the walls we had established between us and others. He made a way to bring the walls others had established against us down. It was just an invitation. It was an invitation to us to die to our old way of thinking, our old way of living, our old way of being that established hostility instead of love. But his death can never be disconnected from his resurrection. Because while his death made a way, like the disciples, we're left wandering, confused, alone without his resurrection. His cross without his resurrection, we're left confused, alone. You see, what we didn't realize is that the life we've been living without him, the absence of love, it was like death already. It was like existence. Living without God's love is like living an existence. You're just there. You go on. You go through the motions. But you don't receive the energy that's required to live out the love that you desire. Instead of living, we just exist, dead to God, broken and separated from each other. And so the reason you cannot disconnect Good Friday from his death, from his resurrection, is because we can't be left in this place of existence wondering what the life is that lies on the horizon. Instead, like the disciples, we're invited to consider this death, our death, and leave it in that place. We die to our old ways, our old thinking, our old speaking, our old living, our old ways of operating in this world. But without the resurrection, we're left in confusion. How do we live? What are the new ways? What's the new thinking? What's the new speaking? What's a new life look like? So we don't just give all of our sin, all of our stuff to Jesus. We invite his resurrection to come for us. That means we need to learn new ways, new patterns, new life, what it means to live as a new person. And the governing principle is love. Us loving God, God loving us so we love God. And that love poured into our hearts, flowing from our hearts, no longer separated by a barrier, loving others. So we don't just give all of our sin, all of our stuff to Jesus. We actually in him die to the need to have walls. We don't just give all of our stuff to Jesus. We die in this world to the need to have walls. The need to think, act, and speak the old way of being and living, we leave it behind. And then we invite him to bring us new life. We invite him to teach us a new love. We invite him to establish that new love in our thoughts, in our speaking, in our actions, in our living, that his love will be established in our very being, that we would live a life of love the way that he designed us always to live. You see, we invite him to connect us with a source of love. We invite that source of love to flow through us like a river. That God's love will be established in us and then through us across the whole world. And so we invite him in, begin to establish this reconnection with God as the source of love. Today, I'm not sure where you're at. This morning, I'm not sure where you're at, whether you've put up barriers to God's love, whether there's barriers in your life between other people and them experiencing love. Where are you at? Where are things? If you're a Christian and you're living with barriers in life between you and God and you and others, you're living the old way of thinking and being, the old way of speaking, that's an old way. We're called to rise above the walls. Why establish walls where they've been brought down? Why establish walls when we've been raised above them? You may not know this love at all. Today, God wants to connect you to this love. You may have known this love. God wants to reconnect you to this love. If you're putting up walls, God is already working to pull out those stones that lay the foundation because he wants to bring walls down. This morning, God wants to bring walls down in you that you would experience the love that you were made for, the love that you were designed for in order to establish love in you and around you. And who knows when love is established in us and we send it out away from us, it returns to us that we may all be surrounded by love. And if you don't know God's love, if you don't want God's love today, God still wants to establish his love in you. We're going to have an opportunity in a moment with the pieces of cloth to respond to this message. This piece of cloth, I want you to hold it in your hands. It represents all the ways that you've hurt others. Think about it. This piece of cloth, it represents all the ways you've responded in hurt to others. Bitterness, unforgiveness, judgment. Anger. This cloth represents all the ways that we've established walls between us and God. I'm going to invite those that are leading the item to come up. In a moment, I'm going to invite you to take one of these red strips that represents our sin, that represents this dividing wall of hostility. And I'm going to invite you to come up and pin it on the cross. You can lay it at the foot of the cross. You can tuck it into the wire that sits on the cross. And as you come up, I'm going to invite you to pray this prayer that's going to be up on the screen. So simply praying through it and then listing what you're leaving, there's some suggestions on the right, but I believe the Holy Spirit will speak to you in those moments and you'll know what it is that you need to leave at the cross. What are the walls that get between you and others and you and God? And so in your own time, as they sing, listen to the words, but come forward. Lay your ribbon here. Pray the prayer on the screen. Listen to the words. Connect with God. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, the love that we need is the love that you bleed. Your love was poured out on the cross for us, that all walls will be brought down in Jesus' name, that all barriers will be broken through in Jesus' name, that peace will be established against all hostility, that your love would wash over all the pain, all the shame, all the brokenness, and bring life and love in the full. Thank you, Jesus, that you took up our pain. Thank you, Jesus, that you bore our suffering. Thank you, Jesus, that you were pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our wrongdoing, and by your wounds we are healed. This morning we come to you and we look to you and we invite you, bring down walls in Jesus' name. Amen.
Between where I used to be and this reckoning, I know I will never be alone. There was another in the fire standing next to me. There was another in the waters holding back the seas. And should I ever need a reminding of how I've been set free, across the bears the burden where another died for me. There is another in the fire. All my dead left for dead beneath the waters. I'm no longer a slave to my sin anymore. And should I fall in the space between what remains of me and this reckoning, either way I won't bow to the things of this world. And I know I will never be alone. There is another in the fire standing next to me. There is another in the waters holding back the seas. And should I ever need a reminding what power set me free, there is a grave that holds no body, and now that power lives in me. There is another in the fire. Oh, 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 and I can see the light in the darkness. darkness, as the darkness bows to him. I can hear the roar in the heavens as the space between waves in. I can feel the ground shake beneath us as the prison walls cave in. Nothing stands between us. Nothing stands between us.